Let's look at esophageal cancer in media campaign. And you've seen James Williamson's work. He was a trainee with us, but I think he did this work at Swindon on cancer. And this is the work published in the Annals looking at public perceptions of cancer. And the big question is, do we believe what's written in the papers? Do we? No? Yes, we do, actually. Would you believe it? They're hugely influential. We're still, the print circulation, for all its whinging, it does get a huge amount of people looking at it. And, of course, which is the most influential paper? Here. Yes, exactly, the Daily Mail. I'm sorry about the Daily Star. We shouldn't have had that there. But my paper, the FT, is not there, as you know. But there we go. But a lot of us read it, and they are very influential. And we looked at, James looked very nicely at this, and you can see, of course, breast. Oh, one is, you know, for the amount of cancer, it's an algorithm developed, the amount of cancer relative to the amount of present. And you see that breast cancer, high, prostate, high, esophageal, perhaps not in the public domain. Now, that's James's work, very good. Who's this fella? We can talk about him because he's in the public domain. Yes, as you know, it's the president of Iceland. Well, we may not want to preserve him, but he has esophageal cancer. Who's this fellow? The hint's behind you. Our greatest polemicist, now gone. Who? Christopher Hitchens? Where's James Bristol? He knows. He's our... Oh, he didn't like to speak. Yes, Christopher Hitchens. And, of course, he spoke... We may not have agreed with his polemics against things we value, but he certainly was very influential and towards the end, as you know, wrote very movingly. Now, who's this? What cancer did she have? Breast cancer. Now, I've always wanted to show a picture of Kylie Minogue at the Royal College. So one of my life's ambitions, I just want to bet with the cycling team. But Kylie, so we all know about Kylie. The